Chapter 4. The Invention of Dreams. Hugo was still nervous about leaving the station, but he took a deep breath and headed downstairs to the vast subway system that snaked beneath the city like hidden rivers. Hugo entered the lobby of the French Film Academy, where a small woman sat at a big desk. He asked to use the library, and after looking him up and down in a disapproving manner, she said, "No."
"No?
You're too small and too dirty, and you must be accompanied by an adult," she said. "Goodbye." Hugo just looked at her. He glanced at his hands and his clothes, and realized that he hadn't thought about the way he looked in a long time. Hugo knew the woman was being unfair, but he didn't know what to do about it. He was trying to figure out what to say when he thought he heard his name being called.
"Hugo? Is that you?"
"Etienne!"
Hugo ran to him.
"What are you doing here?"
"I was just about to ask you the same thing." The small woman at the desk looked at Etienne and said, "You know this filthy child."
"Madame Maurier, this is my friend Hugo."
She pushed her black-rimmed glasses to the top of her nose and answered the phone, which had just rung.
"Sorry about your job at the movie theater," Hugo said. "It worked out well, actually. When I was fired, I had just started classes here, and they were able to give me some work in the offices. I'm studying to be a cameraman."
Hugo glanced at Etienne's eye patch, and Etienne smiled.
"Having an eye patch actually makes it easier to look through a camera. I don't have to close one eye like everyone else."
Etienne tapped his eye patch and said,
"Now tell me, what in the world brings you here?"
"I need to find something in the library. Can you help me?"
"Follow me," said Etienne.
Hugo didn't look at Madame Maurier, but he was very happy to walk by her as they headed to the library. The library was on the second floor. It was clean and orderly, with rows of perfectly placed shelves which seemed untouchable. In the center of the room was a large painting of a man with fire in one hand and a beam of light projecting from his other hand. The painting caught Hugo's eye.
He didn't know what it meant, but he liked it.
Etienne helped Hugo navigate the card catalog so he could find the book he needed and then brought him to the correct shelf.